I was struck this week by a huge number of hits to my website, asking about my 1990 worldwide smash hit, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. It seemed that Paul Vance, one of the two writers of the song, had died, and people wanted to know if I'd be doing a tribute to him. Except, of course, Paul hadn't died. An imposter who had claimed to have written the song had passed away, and the real Paul Vance had to field calls from friends and family asking him if he was still breathing. Naturally, he was quite put out. And how bizarre for an imposter to make such a claim as that! I perform this song every week, and it always gets a huge reaction. It's great fun. There's a wonderful dance routine that Arlene Phillips choreographed. And frankly, appearing on stage with bikini-clad lovelies is a fabulous job, and I'll do it till the day I die, thanks. When we released the record and it surged around the world in the summer of 1990, I got a very nice thank you from the songwriters, who were suddenly able to indulge their passion for racehorses on the back of the song's enormous worldwide success. It's amazing how, 30 years after its first release, Itsy Bitsy made a far greater impact across all regions. I'd like to think it was probably down to my version. I wonder. But at the time, I do remember we had imposters going around claiming to be Timmy Mallett and singing my song to anyone who'd believe them. There's nothing like success to make people envious. But pretending to be that person always strikes me as a little bit odd. You hear of people trying to steal others' identities, but hey, be yourself. The world needs individuals, and one Timmy Mallett is probably enough. But it is funny when people mistake you for someone else. We've all experienced this. Someone comes up and starts talking to you as if you were someone entirely different. When Blackadder was on TV, I was occasionally mistaken for Tony Robinson. You know, Baldrick, and he for me. I remember on an occasion when a lady came up to me in a market and said, "Ooh, haven't you done well? It's lovely to see you again. Do you remember coming to the house for tea? Oh, and it's so nice that you remember me. Please sign something for my children, Tony." I hadn't the heart to tell her she had the wrong bloke, so I signed the autograph, "Best wishes, Baldrick," and I went off whistling, "Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini." I'm still alive, by the way.